Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 13th to the 19th, 2016. Nine Palestinians were killed this week by Israeli gunfire. Meanwhile, Palestinian journalist detained by Israel, Mohammed Al-Kid, entered his 87th day without food. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One journalist was injured, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In Kfar Kadum in North and West Bank, one journalist was injured and many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayn and Na'anin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at their village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
Israel continues to refuse the release of hunger-striking Palestinian prisoner Mohammed Al-Kik, who entered his 87th day without food. In the meantime, international isolation of Israel is speeding. IMEMC's Georgia Shmawi has more.
The Detainees and Ex-Detainees Committee announced Friday that Israeli security is still refusing to allow hunger-striking journalist Mohammed Al-Kik's family the right to visit with him, violating Israeli Supreme Court ruling which permitted his family to visit him in the hospital. The family has been trying to see him as his health condition has been rapidly deteriorating over the past couple of days. Mohammed has been staging his strike for a total of 87 days as of today. After suffering severe convulsions on Wednesday night, Al-Kik lost the ability to breathe, hear, see, or speak until the next morning. Al-Kik's family said they won't object to transferring him to a hospital in Jerusalem as long as it is a Palestinian hospital because they do not trust Israeli hospitals. This announcement came after the family insisted Al-Kik will not agree to any offer that doesn't guarantee transferring him to a hospital in Ramallah in order to be close to his family. Al-Kik continues to suffer from spasms of acute chest pain twice or more a day, adding that doctors have warned that he would die of a heart attack as a result of the ongoing hunger strike. Four Palestinian administrative detainees in Israeli jails are currently on hunger strike in protest of being detained without a charge or trial, according to the Palestinian Prisoners Society. The society said that Mohammed Al-Muhr from Jenin and Rabi' Jibril from Bethlehem have been on hunger strike for 64 days and 8 days respectively, also in protest of being detained based on secret information without a charge or trial. The society added that a fourth detainee, Samer Al-Isawi from Jerusalem, himself a former hunger-striking icon, has also been on hunger strike for 5 days in solidarity with Al-Kik. Wide Palestinian and international protests have been organized demanding the immediate unconditional release of Al-Kik. These protests include journalists and human rights workers. In other news, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that it is suing Distinctive Assets, the company distributing a luxury gift bag to Oscar nominees, which this year includes an all-expense-paid trip to Israel sponsored by the Israeli government. Palestinians had denounced the inclusion of the trip to Israel as a, quote, cynical and desperate, unquote, attempt by the Israeli government to fight its increasing international isolation through bribes to celebrities instead of addressing its human rights abuses against them. Omar Barghouti from the Palestinian Boycotts, Divestment and Sanctions, BDS National Committee, the broadest Palestinian coalition that leads the global BDS movement, said, quote, by distancing itself from the company marketing Israel's propaganda trip to Oscar nominees, the Academy is taking a step in the right direction. The so-called Oscars swag bag has fallen into further disrepute with the association with the Israeli regime of occupation, settler colonialism, and apartheid. Unquote. Oscar nominees Mark Rylance and Asif Kapadia have already promised not to visit Israel professionally as long as the human rights violations persist. Five-time Oscar nominee Mike Leigh, director Ken Loach, and musician Brian Eno have publicly denounced the Israeli government's propaganda initiative. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmawi.
This week, 9 Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire in separate attacks across the West Bank. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Navy and troops continue to attack farmers and fishers. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
3 Palestinian youth were killed on Friday by Israeli troops' gunfire during separate attacks in West Bank communities. Mohammed Abu Khalef, 20, from Kfar Aqib town near Jerusalem, was killed after he was shot by Israeli troops near Damascus Gate in Jerusalem Old City. Eyewitnesses said that Abu Khalef was hit with more than 50 bullets and was left to bleed to death by Israeli soldiers. Meanwhile, Abid Hamad, 20, was killed when Israeli troops opened fire at his car at the entrance of Silwad town near Ramallah City. Troops claimed that he tried to hit soldiers with his car. Moreover, Israeli troops killed on Friday 21-year-old Khalid Takatka during clashes in the village of Beit Fajar near Bethlehem City. Earlier in the week, 3 Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire in 2 separate attacks in the West Bank on Saturday. Kalazar Al-Iwawi, 18, was shot dead by Israeli soldiers in Hebron Old City after troops claimed she tried to stab soldiers at a military checkpoint. Later in the day, 16-year-old Nahid and Fuad Wakid were killed after being shot by Israeli soldiers guarding the wall near Akraba village in northern West Bank. The Israeli army claimed that the 2 youth opened fire at troops from a homemade machine gun. On Sunday, additional 3 young Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire. Mansour Ashawamra and Omar Amir, both 20 years old, were killed near the wall of Jerusalem Old City. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Ahmad Safi was killed at a military checkpoint near Bethlehem. 2 more Palestinian youth were injured on Monday after they were shot by Israeli soldiers at an Israeli settler's supermarket near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Israeli sources said that the 2 youth were shot by Israeli security after they stabbed a settler to death and critically injured another. The incident took place at the Rami Levi store east of Ramallah. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 88 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped more than 76 Palestinian civilians, including 19 children. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers opened fire on Monday morning on several Palestinian farmers in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, while Navy ships fired live rounds on fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Later in the week, 3 brothers were injured on Thursday when an Israeli bomb left behind by the army detonated near them in Beit Hanun town in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources said that the 3 brothers were moved to Beit Hanun Hospital after sustaining moderate to light wounds. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 13th to the 19th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imnc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.